Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Hello, Spook Show fans, and welcome to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, and I know you do, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use that promo code Zach, Z-A-C, and get yourself a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the network. You can also go to podcastmerch.com, where we have hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and long sleeves, and I really appreciate you guys wearing them out to shows. I am joined by two wonderful people, one of whom is new to the show, one of whom has been here once before, and I appreciate their time very, very much. To my right, she's joining us again, we got Caitlin Reese.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. I was just listening to your voice and like wishing I had used you for my album release as like an announcer. You have such a great voice, man.
That's very sweet. Yeah. Thank you so much. And we're going to promo your album in just a second. And to my left, joining the show for the first time, we got Shay Durana.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, dude?
I'm doing good, man. It's been a good day, good week. It's like kind of shitty and rainy out today, but I'm, you know, when you're like feeling nice. I had a cold shower today.
Nice.
And got me like focused.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel you on that big time.
Changes your whole day.
Let's get plugs out of the way because we got to get this movie started. Caitlin, you got an album out. What's going on?
Yeah, through Helium Comedy Records, I just did my album Erotic Associate. I'm releasing clips from that, but the full audio is out on all the platforms. You can stream it for free on Spotify. But if you want to support me, feel free to do a download. And I'm going to have some t-shirts coming out if you like the logo that have like a hardcore tattoo style with like long sleeve. I just gave Harrington one of them. Go into my Instagram, check that out.
Go check that out. Shay, what do you want to plug?
I got some shows coming up. I'm going to be in Milwaukee December 7th, Chicago December 9th and 10th, San Antonio, Texas December 16th, 17th and 18th, and Honolulu, Hawaii on January 7th. Get everything through tickets at shaydurana.com or link on any of my social media, which is just Shay Durana.
Fucking sick, dude. Good for you, brother.
Thank you.
Very cool for both of you guys. And, guys, if you want to see me, you're in the Philadelphia area. Holy shit, holy shit, holy shit. That's right. I am the first comedian to headline the ECW Arena. It is myself, Ryan Shaner, and Lamar Lee. Come see me do stand-up in my favorite place that wrestling has ever happened. And I appreciate you guys for checking out the show. Before we go any further, how about a word from our sponsors? Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. Guys, if you do Kratom, Yo Kratom is the only place where you can get a full kilo for just $60. They have all your favorite Kratom strains, amazing customer service, and you won't find better prices anywhere. So if you are over the age of 21 and into Kratom, go to YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo, an official sponsor of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Yo Kratom! And we're back. Guys, today's movie, 1983. I thought it was 88. Let's say 83. It's called Blood Beat. I looked it up. It's going to stink.
I'm excited for a stinker.
Every review says that it makes no sense, that it is very hard to figure out what's going on. But it does apparently have a vague Christmas theme. Apparently, it also has a samurai, and it also has psychic connections. This is on Shudder. If you have a love of horror and you don't have Shudder, you're fucking up. It is the best streaming platform for all sorts of horror, stuff you've seen, stuff you've never seen, stuff you didn't know existed. Really recommend Shudder, even though they won't sponsor me. That's okay. I still love you, Shudder. And thank you for all the great content you put out. And if you want to watch along, you know we put out the show with a 10 count so you can sync it up if you download the audio. Or you can watch it on YouTube, censored. Or we do a free screening of the show every Friday night at midnight with a pre-stream starting at 11:30 of videos curated by myself and producer Alex. But come on, promo code Zach, GasDigitalNetwork.com, do the whole fucking thing, and support the show. But if you're broke as a joke, that is okay too, and I love you, and I thank you for supporting the show. Ladies in the booth, all three of you, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Oh, right away, that text. It's like an Atari starting up.
Yeah, this is going to be fucking... This is going to be a banger. So, yeah, every review says this movie is incredibly difficult to follow.
I can tell by the, like, synth music what the blood splashes are going to look like.
Yeah, it's going to be gross.
Yeah.
Jay, could you do me a big favor and swing that microphone around the other way so I can see? Thank you. That's not in your way, right?
No, I'm good.
Perfect, thank you. Yeah, so this is going to be a weird one. I'm in a weird place today, guys. I had Dixie Chicken and Grill too late for dinner last night. I had some hot wings and some fried chicken, and then I woke up late and tried to push a hot poop out too fast.
Ooh.
And I think I damaged the foundation.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
no,
it wasn't cosmetic. It was like structural. Like,
yeah.
I took down something that was holding something together, and I'm not right. Like, I'm not sitting right. Nothing's going good. Like,
but now the rest of your body can align to your new alignment.
Yeah, it's going to take a while. That, like, my asshole is not right, and it hasn't been okay since 10 o'clock this morning.
Oh, that's a spicy guy, magma poo.
Yeah, it was too solid, too fast, and yeah, I'm hurting today. Harrington's got me beat. Harrington shit 7 times today already.
Whoa, that's not good, Harrington. He should probably get that checked.
Hey, you know what? He's just happy to be able to poop inside. Mm. He's taking advantage.
It's like a dog.
Yeah.
They got him the little pads.
But I'm hurting today, so let's get through this together like friends. I'm really glad this is my last show of the week, and I'm thrilled. So yeah, this is a movie I know they're going to see somebody for Christmas, so I figured it was appropriate. We are going to do an Albert Pyun movie next week, R.I.P. Albert Pyun, the GOAT. But I'm saving that for I got some guests next week that I know will be into bad action.
Yeah, these are creepy hunter boots, too.
Yeah, I actually really liked how vividly green that moss was as well.
Yeah. They love, like, future cameras for this. Or has this been up-resed?
I believe it. Vinegar Syndrome, I believe, released it in HD.
Oh.
So the writer-director, Fabrice Angie Zeferatos, this is a French and American production, has openly admitted to being on drugs when writing and directing this movie.
Who's sober in this genre?
Okay. Psychedelics, I believe. Not cocaine.
Okay.
Which, cocaine is how movies happen.
Yeah.
Not cocaine.
That's part of film school.
And he has openly said also that the title, Blood Beat, is a reference to how he feels when he's on drugs, when you can feel your pulse.
Oh, so this is like a full-on...
This has got to be 88 with those headphones.
Oh, yeah.
This is like a guy who definitely does poetry jams also.
According to all sources, this is 83.
Get the fuck out of here. All right, I believe you.
39 years old, baby.
Yeah, wow.
I could listen to this soundtrack on acid for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, definitely. I gotta turn you. If you like the soundtrack, we'll talk later. I'll turn it on. Have you ever heard of Liquid Sky?
I haven't, but they already sound good.
It's one of my favorites. It's nice. All synthy shit like this, and it's a you never see them, but the plot is supposed to be that aliens come to New York City because they live off of the chemical your body makes when you have an orgasm.
Wait, this is the theme to Liquid Sky?
Yeah.
I had no idea synth music was so deep.
And it's a synth horror movie that where they're at a nightclub.
Got it.
But they come to New York because there's so many heroin addicts.
Yeah.
And the dopamine heroin addicts make is similar to the chemical they like. So that's why they land in New York.
They're like, this place is good eats out here, man. We're in the buffet, yo.
But it's very like Andy Warhol, like super, super, like new wave New York.
Love it, love it.
About 20 minutes ago, I was getting hungry and I was getting tired. What's the matter, honey? You've seen all kinds of dead deer before.
Is this dubbed?
I'm trying to figure that out.
I
sorry. Also, is that cultural appropriation in that fucking poncho? Come on.
And then, you know what? I feel like when you're cold, cultural appropriation is more appropriate. Yeah. If that's what you got, that's
Let's
what
go
you
have
got.
Some coffee. What do you say, huh?
Just shows his wife a dead deer, knows that she hates it. He's like, come on, babe. Look at the kill I got.
I've been into bad taxidermy lately. And I saw people sell, like, taxidermied squirrels doing silly things.
Wait, I need to know the binary between good and bad taxidermy.
Like, it'll be like a squirrel, like, drinking a tiny beer.
Oh, you mean, like, campy taxidermy, not like it's the sewing isn't done well.
Oh, no, I look at that, too. But I mentioned that I found a website that sells squirrels doing cocaine.
Nice.
And I really want one, and somebody's like, I'm going to send you one.
That sounds
so
amazing.
So is this like a Weekend at Bernie's post-production, or like they fucked with these squirrels and they died by cocaine?
No, it's dead squirrels that they just pose hilarious.
Okay, Weekend at
Bernie's. They'll put them in little cars, like...
They just got all these overdose squirrels that they're just finding in the wild. Like,
that's why I was like, is it some like art student's like sick project? You know what I mean? They're like,
leave out a brick and see what happens. Very expensive project.
By the way, trailer came out today for Cocaine Bear, which I'm very pumped on.
Oh, Cocaine Bear.
Based on a true story.
Oh, and you know about Cocaine Bear.
In 1985, a bear was found that had eaten a shipment of cocaine that was being smuggled.
Yeah. And went nuts.
And Elizabeth Banks actually directed a movie.
Oh, they were going to say played the cocaine.
And it looks like a very fun killer animal movie. And I believe it's Ray Liotta's last film.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a must.
Yeah.
Okay, so what would you do, given all the campy shit you're buying or looking at online, with this piece, with this fine piece of dead animal?
Okay, so first, I think deer heads are... Well, I can't. They bought that deer for this. That's a real deer.
How do you know?
Because I have it in my fact sheet.
Oh. They're like, I have an eye for it? Dead animal.
No, I have it in my fact sheet. I try to do a little reading on the movie, even when I'm not familiar with it. So the two things I would do with that, I think a deer head's a classy thing to have. So I would go deer head, just so, like, but then, like, change, like, give it, like, sunglasses and a hat every once in a while.
Yeah.
Keep it, like, a party atmosphere.
I don't know what it is, but I feel like deer is the only one that's a status symbol. You go smaller than that, and you wonder if someone's mentally ill.
Yes.
But if you have a deer, head, I don't know why that's, like, the acceptable, like, Toyota Camry 100%. Of dead animals.
Yeah. And then the other thing I would do, not as popular, have you heard of Asquatch?
No. What is that?
Okay, so this is supposed to be the mom and this is the son's girlfriend. Her and the mom have a psychic connection. That's what we need.
Oh, that's what just
that was supposed to be that they have a weird psychic connection.
She was like,
that's what we got.
Whoa, bitch! You're up in my Gulliver right away.
So Asquatch is a thing. You know how like people make jackalopes?
Yeah.
Which is they'll take like a rabbit head and then put antlers on it.
Yes.
So Asquatch is in that, which is another fake animal. They'll take a deer's butt and put a fake eyeball where the asshole is and put, like, decorate it like it's a living animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it's got a vagina, like, put, like, teeth in it.
Dude.
And it's called Asquatch, and they say that it's an animal. It's like a fake animal that lives in the woods.
I love this so much, and I immediately, my brain was like, as a monogamous person, if I get married, I want me and my partner to be DJ'd like this when we die.
Perfect.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Just, like, the complete mishmash of our bodies. I love it.
You can make, like, the, what's that guy Leonardo DiCaprio's, like, the man thing?
Yeah.
But, like, more interesting.
You mean Da Vinci.
Da Vinci, yeah.
It'd be a little weird. Leonardo DiCaprio just has a circle man. Yeah, I love shit like that. And that's not allowed in my household.
The lighting in this is cool. I don't know shit about movies to know, like, what that means. But
no, it's very ambitious in that it's... They were trying. They were swinging for the fences on this one. And I think it's more respectable to strike out swinging for all home runs rather than to bunt it in.
No, I'm 100% with you.
Yeah, no, we want to see them really go hard because, yeah, if they pull it off, it's an incredible masterpiece. And if it's complete dog shit, then we're like, oh, yeah, I want to eat it up.
You understand exactly what we do here now.
Some of my favorite movies are just horrible.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about it. I mean, since we're just getting to know you on the show, give me some of your favorite bad movies.
Mortal Kombat 2019.
Okay.
Such a good movie. There's literally a part where they parachute out of an army helicopter, and before they do, this girl's like, have you done this before? And he's like, no. And she's like, it's easy. They parachute. He lands fine. They walk in the desert for so long, it turns from day to dusk. Two of them in, like, our army gear and stuff, they're, like, sweating and gross, and then they cut into him. He's wearing jeans and a T-shirt, has no water, perfectly fine. Like, hair's perfect. Everything's good. I'm like, yo, I love this movie. We were laughing so hard we had to pause it. It was so great.
Who do you think should be Johnny Cage?
Ooh, that's a good fucking question, man.
I have a pick. And
oh,
it might
do
be
you?
Controversial.
Oh, who's your pick?
Have you ever heard of the wrestler The Miz?
I know people were saying The Miz.
He would be great.
He is. He's the exact type of asshole you need. Cause
he's got the face and everything.
Everything. Yeah, I think The Miz is a good pick. That was like kind of people were starting to throw stuff together. If I was gonna go anyone else for Johnny Cage,
if he was younger, I'd say Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, Wahlberg's a good pick too. Like a Wahlberg-esque, unique, a guy who's kind of like cocky by nature.
Who's been to jail for a hate crime.
Yes, that's an important part of Johnny Cage's backstory.
No, I'm a big, I'm very into the Mortal Kombat lore.
It's good.
It's really good.
Oh, yeah, it goes deep. There's like time travel and all different stuff involved.
Yeah, no, with the newer movie, I'm really hoping that that was one of Reptile's race and not Reptile.
Yeah, he's not completely gone. Yeah. There's that movie I thought did a perfect balance of horrible dialogue, story that went in all different directions, but also action that was unbelievably cool.
Yeah.
Like when Sub-Zero stabs Scorpion and his blood flies out, and then he turns the blood into a knife and stabs him again. One of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Excellent, yeah.
Yeah. Master's
you must be
cool.
So wet right now. Listen to TV talking about Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, this is my foreplay. But I don't understand. Was this movie like 2019? This is way after the franchise has been out.
Oh yeah. So
they didn't
have
like licensing issues.
No.
This is like a new version.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was like someone's like weird ass.
No. This is like a full like theater release movie.
It was pandemic. I think it was.
It was. Yeah.
It was a pandemic release.
Yeah. Just like a weird money grab.
Yeah. They put it right out HBO Max.
The newer games still sell. What, 11's the most? Or 10's the most?
They're huge. It's like back.
Oh, I didn't know
it's
that.
Like big. Yeah.
I didn't play since Sega.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no, they're big now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm familiar with the plot till now. Like,
yeah.
I know. Yeah, I'm super into it.
Nice. Oh, she's tapping in at the wrong time.
Tapping in, there's a titty out.
Yeah, and that's not when you want to have a psychic connection with your...
That's not when you want to go for the shine.
And it's really, like, messing with her vibe, too.
Yeah, because this is the mom.
Oh, painting. Titty!
That's such a real tit out moment.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't even have her sweater off.
Yeah.
He just wants a tit.
No, I can't.
What an uncomfortable moment.
Yeah, and you can't even explain to him why it's weird. It's like, yeah, me and your mom have a psychic connection, and she knows that we're about to bang.
I'm so uncomfortable because I feel like the mom is holding the camera right now. I'm like, turn it off.
That one tit does a great job of staying out.
It does, man. It was very pink and gumball-y. Look at me right in the eye.
It's like she's in the room right now with us.
Come on, Sarah. She's painting. What are you talking
about? Other than Mortal Kombat, give me some more of your
bad
movies that you dig.
Okay, more bad movies that I'm digging. I thought Alita Battle Angel, another one was that. And Venom. The first Venom movie, both those have that same balance of like really bad dialogue, bad storytelling, perfect action. There's a moment in Alita Battle Angel where a guy almost dies, and then they revive him as a robot, and they're like, oh, he's like one of the main characters. And then like 10 minutes later, he dies. He like gets like just demolished by this thing. And he dies in like a stupid way where he's trying to climb to like this sky city, and there's clearly these things that murder people that's like a central part of the plot the whole movie.
Yeah.
And he has this like janky robot body that he's clearly not going to overcome this, and then just dies in the dumbest way. Most pointless death. And you're like, yeah, nice.
Go ahead.
Do you think this movie is going to have like a through line of like psychic peephole shit?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, they're going to need to like use their psychic powers to stop whatever the problem is.
I feel like weird incesty stuff is like a solid sub thing in a lot of 80s horror.
Yes.
Yeah, like there's, I mean, Friday the 13th. There's
Halloween. He catches his sister getting laid and kills her.
Yeah, Halloween. Yeah, there's, what's that one, that really famous one that's weird? It's like a really bad campy one, and the last scene is famous for being like super jarring, like Sleepaway Camp.
Sleepaway Camp is when you find out it was a boy pretending to be a lady.
But didn't something happen with him and his mom or something?
So in Sleepaway Camp, it is a brother and a sister and their dad. They are hit by a speedboat. They then smash cut to now, where the daughter is the only survivor. She's living with their aunt, who's just tearing the screen up. She's just a crazy character.
Yeah.
And you think that she's might be the killer of the whole movie.
Yeah.
And you find out she is, and it's her naked, and she's got a cock.
Oh.
And you find that, and then they do a flashback where it's the aunt going, well, I always wanted a little girl. A boy just won't do. Boy just won't do. And you find out that she...
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
That was one of those movies in college that everyone was like, when you want to watch like Gummo or like whatever, to be like, we're so fucked up. We watch these fucked up movies. Like that was one. Sleepaway Camp was definitely one of them.
Oh, that goes in the pot. That was the band CKY. One of their first covers was like a photograph of the girl's face.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Can't Kill Yourself.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what I was the fucked up movie guy.
Mm-hmm.
I had some tough ones.
How fucked up are we going? Can we talk about those in the pot?
What was that one story? Story time, storyteller? There's a ton of incest in it.
Oh, I don't believe I know that.
I love a description of a movie. Ton of incest.
Incest on incest. Incest.
Yeah, it's like, bro, you can't even pile incest up. It's taller than I am.
Yeah, so I had a bootleg of there's a Japanese movie called Guinea Pig.
Okay.
That is actually a series. I talk about it on the show a lot. I'll keep it brief. One of them is called Flower, Flesh, and Blood. It's just pretty much a girl getting a live autopsy.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
She's awake throughout being dissected.
Yeah.
And it's like 45 minutes long.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I had Solo, 120 Days of Sodom.
I don't know that one.
It's just kids getting tortured. It's like Roman Emperor times.
Yeah.
And they take a group of like teenagers, young adults, and torture them for 120 days, and includes like pooping on the floor and eating it. Yep.
I was like, and next we have this and that.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Actually, I think this is a really super scary movie called Scrapbook.
Yeah.
That is, it opens with a serial killer capturing a girl. And what makes it kind of creepy is that she's beyond average looking. And she doesn't look like a pretty actress. Like,
yeah.
She's just a regular, like, I could know this chick.
Yeah.
And he's got her at his big farmhouse. And he says, hey, I'm a serial killer. Nice to meet you. And he's got this giant book with Polaroids and diary entries by, like, however many women he's killed.
Yeah.
And he goes, you're my last chapter.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you, but you're going to write entries for me every day. We're going to take pictures. And then when I'm done with you, I'm going to give this to the police and turn myself in.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be the most famous, well-documented killer in history. I'm going to be the only killer that provided his own source materials.
Yeah.
So she starts writing in the book about how she's falling in love with him.
Oh.
To, like, turn it on him.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
What's it called? Scrapbook?
Scrapbook, yeah.
That actually is a good hook. That but hooked me into he, seeing what this is.
That's
the
always...
ways he tortures her are, like...
Brutal.
Can I be...
Did you say it? Yeah.
He tries to rape her and he can't get hard, so he fucks her with a beer bottle.
Jesus Christ.
And it's just blood hitting the floor.
Yeah.
And then another one is, like, he catches her trying to escape. So he puts her in a big, like, Rubbermaid garbage can and pours gallons of milk on her and leaves her in the sun for a week.
Oy, oy, oy.
And it's just her in all this rotting stuff, like, puking. It's brutal, dude.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, maybe... I was in, now I'm out. That's a
question. I feel like you just made John Waters a toddler to me.
Yeah.
In, like, the description of these movies.
Yeah, no, I've seen. I used to seek it out. Now, not so much. Now,
yeah, you're not. I rather you're not watch cutting silly. Anymore with your eyes.
Yeah, I rather watch silly stuff.
Let's turn on some Adventure Time to watch that taste out of our mouth.
That's his commercial break for like a year.
Yeah.
No, I actually watch like little kid dog movies now when I need to. Like if I watch something too fucked up.
Yeah, you got a palate cleanse.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll watch the company I work for, Troma, tried to make a kid's movie in the early 2000s called Doggy Tales, but it was just B-roll of dogs playing. and then they then tried to turn it into a narrative plot. So it's just my old Jewish boss pretending to be a small dog.
Like, hi, my name is Patrick, and I love to play with my doggy friends.
Oh, this chick just ruined the whole hunt.
Yep.
Ah, terrible way to meet the family. They take you out for a hunt, and then she screams no.
The film you're talking about, though, with the serial killer like scrapbook book, that was always my strategy growing up when I was little. I was like, oh, if someone ever tries to rape me, I'll just be really into it, so I ruin their good time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that would also be my strategy if I was, like, a captor or whatever.
That's actually a plot point in the movie Terror Firmer.
Oh, I don't know that.
Where it's called Reclaiming Your Rapist.
Okay.
A guy tries to rape a girl, and she gets into it.
Yeah,
and he's like, you're not supposed to like this.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. I gotta find that.
That's the same company I work for, Troma.
Oh, okay, cool.
A little tidbit I heard about another like famously sort of hard to watch movie, Antichrist, mm-hmm. with William Dafoe. Apparently, there's like a lot of dick in that movie.
Yeah.
Apparently, his dick was so big.
They had to use a smaller stunt dick.
They had to use a stunt dick because the director's like, your dick's too distractingly big.
Lars von Trier, the director, said that William Dafoe's dick is so big that it made you like lose focus on the movie. Because of the rest of the movie, you're like, he just walks around with that?
Yeah. it goes to like this weird relationship between him and his wife and like all this. And you're like, yeah, but the dick. I mean, can we get back to the fact, is that real? Did they enlarge it? That's CGI, right? That's a CGI dick.
The dick is story A the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be one of those like, have you ever seen the people that take pictures of, like, John Hamm leaving the house in dress pants?
Yes.
No. And it's just knocking around his knees.
Oh, does John Hamm also... Whoa, what happened here?
They didn't show. So this is an eviscerated... So she just start... Like, crazy shit just starts happening. So it starts out as accidents, pretty much. More or less.
Was this a hunting accident?
Who's this guy? Was he at the hunt?
Yeah. He just blinked. Oh, no, that's the eviscerated man. That's the first person she comes across. He just came out of the woods at her.
Okay, yeah. Because the four of them were chasing after her. Then this like guy with bloody guts just kind of rubbed
and
it all
then,
over.
And then there was a subliminal real quick shot of a samurai.
Oh.
No, not that guy.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive, John. I told you. Look,
Yeah, no, John Hamm's got a big beat. Somebody else I was reading about having, like, oh. Fucking. I have a very specific set of skills.
Oh,
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson, big cock.
In Janice Dickinson's book, she said Liam Neeson's cock was like a large Evian bottle.
That's
quote a Jim Norton bit, like, you know she means it. Because she was brand specific.
Yeah.
That means she was thinking of, like...
Yeah, she was, like, had exactly...
Jim does a joke about how a girlfriend of his said that her ex-boyfriend had a cock like a Pepsi can.
Yeah.
And he keeps going, Pepsi, like...
Pepsi, yeah. She's not Coke.
Yeah, not fucking Shasta. Not, she's going, Pepsi can. Is that something she thought of while she was kneeling and worshiping at it?
Is he holding her throat? The fuck?
Yeah, it's a very weird way to comfort someone.
What?
Shh. It'll be okay. That's too sexual of an embrace for someone that just found an eviscerated body.
Well, he didn't get laid earlier. This guy's still
this guy's pent up.
Yeah, he's like maybe trying to sneak
it in. Yeah, he's one tit in.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you know, best thing to comfort tears, a little bit of cum.
At least he's giving her a bed.
Love these suspenders, though.
Yeah.
Sweater tucked in so high on those pants. I
think that's the hunting outfit, just pressed down.
Okay.
That's like the layers of the hunting outfit.
The pictures. Take them with me.
Yeah, your mom's watching me through these pictures, and it's really making me feel
weird,
dude.
It's fucking my shit up. Did you get those out of here? Imagine having to tell your mom, though, like, hey, sorry, I had to take your panties out. They're freaking out my bitch.
Yeah. But she knows what's up. The mom felt it. But she did leave them up, too. She's like, yeah, I know, I want to watch.
God damn it, I want to tell you guys about one more incest movie. It's a short film. It's by Ari Aster, the guy that made Hereditary and Midsommar.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's called The Strange Thing About the Johnsons. Trust me, it's about 25 minutes, I think.
Yes.
It'll fuck your life up.
Fuck your life up?
It's a tough one.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because it's not... Come on. Come in. It's a very sad, straight-on interpretation of a... Not the type of incestual relationship you would expect.
Okay. I mean, I don't know which one I would expect.
You would expect... Let me put it... You would expect the older person to be the one, the aggressor.
Oh, I see, I see.
So yeah.
The incest movie I was trying to remember earlier, Storytelling by Todd Schlons.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So his movie Happiness was my depression movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's like totally in that camp of like.
Yeah. Okay.
You feel awful afterwards.
Is Storytelling the sequel to? I'd like to get my front
fender. No, because
there's a sequel where John Paul Rubens, I think, plays the John Lovitz part.
Oh, that I don't.
Have you seen Happiness?
No, I've heard of Happiness though. Isn't it? It's about a pedophile.
It's three different sisters. And they're kind of interconnected stories. And one of their husbands is a pedophile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've heard of it. I've never watched it. I just finished watching, what's it called? Cyberpunk, Edgerunners. Okay. And that was like, I was like, oh, I was too sad after watching that. So I don't do well with that kind of stuff.
Happiness
I've got
tough.
A weak will for that.
It's because you're Canadian.
Happiness was, yeah. I had a depression week. Many years ago now, probably about 9 or 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
I watched Happiness 3 times a day, every day for a week.
No, like I'm calling 911.
Yeah, it was bad.
What was this?
It would be on when my roommate left for work,
and it would
still be on, and I hadn't moved.
Oh, my God.
Like, I was just replaying it.
A movie of this makes me want to kill myself.
Yeah.
You watching Happiness 3 times a day
it was a sad
is my cry for help.
I don't think I ever put on pants.
Oh, my God.
Not that I was masturbating. I was just pantsless.
Yeah, you're just not living life.
Yeah. It's the same guy that the pedophile is the same actor who played the principal in Trick or Treat.
Oh.
That decapitates the kid. He's the dad in Trick or Treat. He's
like,
in
you know
Hunters.
Him if you see him.
He's in a bunch of things.
Yeah. He's kind of like a nerdy looking dude.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
He's got this amazing scene in the show Hunters where it's a barbecue in the South. And they're all meeting, and he's like a nice, like, happy dad. How y'all doing?
Yeah.
Oh, look at her. Would you win her on TV? That type of shit. And he's serving hot dogs. He's got a wife and 3 kids. And he meets his new neighbor's wife, and the new neighbor's wife was in the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And she just starts freaking out. She goes, that's him. That is the butcher.
Oh.
And he's like, I think you're having a spell. And he's like, no, you. And she's like screaming and crying. And he goes, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Yeah.
And she named like the butcher of Oslo or whatever.
Yeah.
And he just takes a giant gun out from under the grill.
Yeah.
Kills his whole family and everyone at the barbecue. And then looks and goes, it is typical of the Jew to only think of itself. 30 years of work. I had to marry that American pig inside her 3 swine. And he goes from nice Southern man to SS officer in the shot.
Yeah.
That's you see him like switch.
Yeah.
And it is fucking gnarly.
Oh, dude. I never checked out that show, but I do like the concept of just going around hunting Nazis like a super team.
Yeah.
Dylan Baker is the guy's name.
Dylan Baker. Good
Thank
pull.
You. But it's such a fucking cool, like, I highly, even just YouTubing that scene, to watch this guy be two different people in one shot.
I think I'll have to bring that one up. Now, what do we got going on here? What is this?
So she's finding, because this is what this movie needed. Samurai.
She finds a samurai helmet, the girl,
mm-hmm.
and when she's naked sitting in there.
Mm-hmm. And the mom is painting blood. Because they have some type of weird thing going on.
Yeah, she's like, I mean, I would feel pretty weird about it. Not this weird about it. I think I would just confront them and be like, hey, this. I don't know what's going on, but I know you
Why?
Can.
She's painting all thumbs. Did you see that? She's like, ugh.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
It's a very
that.
Thummy technique.
I've never seen it.
No, when your fiance
just like
is...
me when I'm trying to have sex after whiskey, she's all thumbs. She keeps reminding me of Shelley Duvall in The Shining.
Yeah, that's the exact vibe I'm getting. She's even got the same haircut. But I think like every mom had that haircut in the 80s. Like I think my mom had that haircut.
My mom looked like she had like the big feathered hair. Like she was in a Journey video. Fucking sweet.
Nice. Bro, a samurai sword?
Yeah, because apparently this house just has samurai shit.
They're just keeping some old school samurai shit just hanging around.
Yeah.
This is like ninjas were hot, and they're like, we got to work that in, man. That has maybe a producer did this angle. He was like, you know what, guys? I know you have this story, but like ninjas, Japan, yeah. It's really in right now. We got to kind of get that angle in there.
And there's no like, way it would exist in the house. Yeah. Chris Vega from High Society Radio has a great joke where he said the only two types of people buy samurai swords, out of shape, nerdy white guys, and super jacked black guys.
Yeah.
Those are the only two kinds of people that have samurai swords in the house.
That is very true.
My dad, who's now deceased, he was like drunk watching QVC when we were kids. Like he would just stay up all night, insomniac guy.
Yeah.
And one time, I guess he was like up drunk watching QVC and he ordered a samurai sword to be delivered to the house. And then he tried, but the thing was like almost as tall as me. I'm like 5'6". It was gigundous. And he's trying to like hide the box from my mom because he's drunk shopping for expensive like weapons. And it was like a week of this shit. And then finally, like once he got in trouble for it, he just put it on the mantle in our house.
Yeah.
It made no sense.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? Fine.
If I'm going to get in trouble for it,
yeah,
I'm just playing
here.
It.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You mad at me? Whatever. Put it right here.
Did he try and write it off as an art piece or his home protection?
Oh, good question.
I don't think he was bright enough to come up with that. You would have got away with this shit.
Yeah.
You should be my dad.
Thank you. Maybe next time. I've never bought a large weapon, but a few times I've bought weapons for the house. I've always tried to excuse them as home protection.
That's what you tell your wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've talked about it on the show before. I went on a bit of a knife buying binge.
A knife buying binge?
Because, somebody had hidden a loaded gun in the Verizon box next to my old apartment door.
Jesus.
And I was like, well, I don't know how much a gun is going to help me. And I live in New York City. I shouldn't really have one unless it's a lot of work. So I bought different knives to have in different rooms. I don't know if I'm probably, it would never, ever happen. I'm not enough of a man to ever do anything about it. Not the exact one, but I wanted the knife Hannibal Lecter has in Hannibal.
Yeah.
It's like a talon.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's what I did. And it's got brass knuckles on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can punch and stab. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I want that.
Punch and stab, great combo.
Yeah.
I did a Cheez-It Tang Sudo growing up, and like one of my instructors had this like black market connection for weapons. And so I was like filling out this thing to mail order a blowgun. And my mom caught it before I like sent a check to like this fucking God only knows psycho man making these.
Yeah.
So I didn't get my blowgun. But that's something like I feel like any of my weapons that I would want, like the stun gun that shoots from far away.
Yeah.
I don't want to get close to the intruder. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's the problem with a knife. It can turn on you in any minute.
Well, I feel like if they're in my apartment, they're already close.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
so that's
fair.
What the knife's for. My father-in-law walks with a cane. And we bought him a stun gun that goes in the cane.
Nice.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, it comes off
like,
and
yeah,
it becomes a knife.
Like the old
No, his stun gun is, his stun, he can stun you with the cane. It's definitely not legal to have.
I bet.
Like the idea that you have different knives in different rooms, and they're all like named different themes. Yeah. Like, oh, today I get to use Mr. Sunshine. Oh, yeah. Like, and then fucking have
you,
a different.
Do you check on them?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, so this is gonna sound odd as opposed to the rest. I have two cats. My little cat, Gus. Steals. Like, but it's whatever he sees us using, he wants, and he'll hide things.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, he has a little tent that we got him. And one day in it, we found my knife, my wife's medication, her cell phone, and, like, three other things we had been looking for that day.
Gus is really fucking smart.
And because it's the things he sees us, like.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want it. And, but, like, pills, a knife, and a phone is, like, a plan.
Yeah.
Or a fun night.
Yeah.
It's my emergency box.
Okay, I feel like she took the poncho and made it into a dress. What is happening?
Yeah, did she tie it off? Well, wait, is it a kimono?
It is a falling.
Oh, maybe it is. Go with the Japanese theme.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, two-player Monopoly? That blows. It's just one person just...
Well, the cat was on it in the first scene when it came out.
It's Monopoly blows. I have no good Monopoly memories.
Yeah, no...
I feel like every Monopoly game ended with somebody wanting to cry.
You only do it when there's a snowstorm and you're bored to tears that you would put that thing out.
I also play Monopoly ruthlessly. I'll break the back of every niece I have. You're like, you got to mortgage that. You're mortgaging that right now. If you want to keep it, I'll take everything you're worth. I don't care if we're blood or if you're eight.
He's like completely spread eagle. That's like supermodel posing right now.
Yeah, that's the like the playgirl pose.
Exactly.
Shout out to Andrew at the Secret Group. I did their festival last week or 2 weeks ago. And in my artist bag, as a present, gave me the Sable and China Playboys.
I don't know.
Nice.
One of which was my first Playboy I ever saw when I was in eighth grade. And he heard me talk about it and bought it for me.
Oh, that's sweet.
Who's Sable?
Don't worry about
Sable was another wrestling lady.
Okay, yeah. Those are like rare finds.
Right. No, they were not. He got them on eBay for me.
Okay.
But it was very, very nice of him.
Yeah, that is super nice.
Sable is married to, if you ever heard of the guy, Brock Lesnar.
That's his
wife now.
Dude, yeah, Brock.
And
dude,
they make scary mountain children.
I remember when Brock Lesnar was in the UFC and he was like the champ and beating up everyone. And Spike TV did a whole month dedicated to Brock Lesnar. And it was October and they called it Brocktober.
Hell yeah.
And that was like one of the best promo things I've ever
Brock
seen.
Brock Lesnar found his weakness. Black fists.
Yeah, no, he doesn't like those.
Didn't go good.
Yeah, doesn't like that.
Also, he got most of his tum-tum removed.
Oh, yeah, and getting kneed in the stomach for him.
And getting kneed in the diverticulitis is probably pretty tough.
Jesus.
Yeah, he did this thing where he only ate what he killed, and it gave him this colon disease. And then they had to, remove a bunch of his colon.
And then he fought again when they were like, you probably should be done now.
Yeah.
Because you don't have insides.
Yeah.
And this guy just walked up to him and kneed him right in the stomach, and he went, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, back to fake fighting.
Well, we all know your weakness now is that you're missing guts.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that he even fought, though, is insane.
Okay, now we have this sort of creepy breathing. Love this.
That's me, sorry.
Is this a Bronco?
I think you might be right. Nothing good ever comes from a Bronco. Oh, and he's having car trouble. We can feel it. But not enough to investigate. He's like, I can hear something, but you know what? I might just keep looking at this Bronco here. Now, I wasn't paying attention. Is he just outside the house, or did he like go drive to get
something? I think he might have left stormed out. I wasn't paying much attention either, to be honest. That's kind of what we do here.
Yeah, do the full
time. The poor person that's sitting there like this on the keyboard.
Yeah, dude.
Oh. Well, that looked like shit.
Yeah, I don't really even really know how. Oh, nope. He's
now
dead.
It's much better lit.
Yeah, they're having a moment. Oh, this has been tension from the start. Yeah. She's like, yeah, you know, I'm really not comfortable with you being inside my mind right now. It's make me kind of feel weird. I know you can see the unholy things I've done, but, you know, I wanted to keep them a secret. Didn't know you were a psychic.
Caitlin, you don't have to answer this, but is there a tension when you meet a dude's mom who maybe you dated or
yeah.
a girl's mom, whoever you've dated, and do you feel like there's a tension where she's like, I know you fucked my child? Because I always, every time I shake a girl's dad's hand,
yeah,
I feel like there's this psychic moment where he's like yeah. I know you fucked my daughter. And then me in my eyes, I'm like, yeah, I did. So what, old man?
As someone who's like dated feminine and masculine men and women, I feel like it kind of, this is like weird. I've never thought about this, but it like depends on who it is.
Okay.
Because yeah. Like
who the guy is or who the parent is?
Who the person I'm having sex with is okay. That I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm violating this person.
Yeah.
Because I've
yeah.
dated like really butch woman where
the
I'm
the term
like,
would be the fucky.
The fucky, yes.
I've dated a really butch woman where I'm like, okay, I don't think anyone thinks I'm like ruining their little angel.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? I don't know. So, yeah, it depends on the person. I know that I have to force myself not to think about it with my brother and whoever okay. he has over. I'm like, I'll go there in my head, and I'm like, ew, ew.
Yeah,
ew.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a crappy day tomorrow anyway.
Crappy day or not, I don't want to be left running this farm alone when you're shot by one of those maniacs.
Oh, they're on a waterbed. Yo, this is the 80s.
Yeah.
Dude.
That kind of thing happens.
I want that lamp.
Dude, this is
the... Is that a portrait of a pony blowing a bigger horse?
Stop. It is not. It's just
where's
his
head?
Just,
oh, maybe it's
a husky-ass
yeah,
horse.
Like, I was trying to see it. I was like, I don't see it, but I'm glad.
So there's a horse, and then there's a little horse in front of it.
Oh, you're right. It is kind of sucking the genitals.
Oh.
Or drinking. It's a
yeah,
baby.
It's yeah. nursing.
Nursing.
I like to think that it's a horse blowing a bigger horse.
These guys, I can. They smoke indoors. I can tell.
Oh yeah,
by that
you can
like,
smell it in oh. those wallpaper.
Oh, I believe yeah. this is okay. the director owned the house.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So there's some French guy just yeah,
just puffing away,
going through butts. Yeah.
Yeah, but when you got like a baby blue robe that you wear around the house like that, there's a few cigarette burns
dude,
right into
you. Bought, fall asleep I almost smoking. Bought a robe like this at yeah. Nordstrom. I'm not yeah. even kidding. I don't know what this means.
It means if you're not smoking, you better start.
This is chalky. All the vibes in here are wrong. I hate this house. I hate these people.
I kind of like them. I'm like, these guys are a good time, man.
No.
You go to their house, you sit, you have a mediocre roast beef.
Ugh. Yeah.
And then you just drink.
Yeah. You drink in the kitchen with nothing on.
Oh, yeah. And you just talk.
Out
and
of like
shit.
Mugs.
And they tell like real
not
personal
even like
stores.
A tumbler glass.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
you're drinking
yeah.
whiskey in a mug with ice in it.
Yeah. And they bitch about people at work and tell some weird ass shit. Yeah.
Yeah, but then when you wake up in the middle of the night and realize where you are again,
yeah.
nightmare.
Oh,
back
nightmare.
Back to nightmare.
Yeah.
You forgot my orange juice.
He's the guy when he answers the door, he goes, you're here. Beer on the breath already.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Whopped of it, yeah.
We all know this family.
Yeah.
We all have done this.
Yeah.
I'll never forget, we slept over at my friend Bob's house in high school. Maybe 4 or 5 people. And I know she's having a
that?
Nightmare, but it looks like she's getting fucked.
Yeah.
We slept at my friend Bob's house, and we snuck out at like 3 or 4 in the morning. And we woke his mom up, who was just like, if Marlboro Reds were a person. And I remember we're trying to sneak out, we just hear.
This actress does not know what a
no,
nightmare is.
She has
is
no
like.
Idea what's
this,
happening.
She's
I just remember the mom, she goes, Bobby? And he goes, shh. And we go, she goes, Bobby, are you sneaking out? And he goes, no. And she goes, well, bring home Doritos. It was like 4 in the morning. It was a hilarious request. Bring me my breakfast Doritos.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is happening?
Dude, yeah, she's getting off on the horror. Also, worst guard dog of all
yeah.
time. Spooky ghost in the window who's going to kill everyone. And he's like, hey, what's up? It's like, he needs a husky,
this
bro.
This director is so horny. out of context.
Yeah, he looks like an old Matty Matheson.
He does.
That was my same friend. So we had a few friends whose families had lawn gnomes. And we came up with this idea not to steal the lawn gnomes, but to switch them.
Oh, that's so great.
Which
so,
is yeah. really more devious.
Yeah, because then you're blaming the neighbor. You took my lawn. No, you
oh,
took
no,
my...
I mean across town.
Oh, that is
That's
way...
not instant coffee. What is she making?
I think he said orange juice.
I thought he said orange juice.
Which I didn't know you could make.
Like in a Porky Pig cup.
Oh, what the? Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Wow. So, I mean... Maybe. Let's. That wasn't what I would call a subtle metaphor
no.
for penetration, sex, and death.
Not at all.
A bit, some would say ham-fisted in the interpretation of sex and death here.
There's definitely, like, maybe she's controlling this samurai creature with her vagina.
But yeah, it was our one friend lived right next to the school, so we knew that our friend would see their gnomes.
Trey on the waterbed? Fucking crazy move! What are yeah. we doing?
And the dog?
Yeah,
what
bro.
Are we doing?
This is a... Yo, this is a giant spill
not only
to happen.
Hot also, cup of tea.
That dog
hot teapot
is doing anxiety yawns. That dog does not want to be with oh, that fucker.
Yeah, I can hear them stuff clanking, bro. Like...
Hot teapot on the bed, on the tray, on a waterbed with a dog and a fat man.
Yeah, no, dude. This is an accident waiting to happen, man. But also varying character for this guy.
Yeah. Oh, I love red blood like that.
Oh, my God.
I feel for him. I feel like he really loved him.
Chris.
Oh no.
Oh.
Aftershocks.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. This, okay. This guy's reacting appropriately.
Very afraid.
Go for the front door? Not the front door. Maybe the front door. Yeah, he went outside. God bless him. Or now he went down the hallway.
Oh, right through the window.
The director, I believe, was the stunt double for him going out the window.
Are you serious?
If my notes are correct.
That's so awesome. This guy committed to this movie, man. He really wanted it to happen.
Yeah, stunt people are very expensive, and they usually take all day.
Yeah.
They really. And I know what they do is very difficult. But they really clog up your whole day.
Yeah, so it's like, I'll just do it.
They got to do a bunch of, like, I get psyched, I fucking do this. It's like having, like, a frat boy swallow a goldfish in the middle of your movie. Yeah, bro, you did it. It's like, all right, fucking, we're at work here, jerk off.
Are they known for having, like, a personality type, stunt doubles?
The stunt guys I've met all are kind of, like...
Bro-y?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like a lot of that.
Yeah.
It's not really a passive job.
No.
And I'm sure it's a scary thing to do.
Yeah. You got to be kind of adrenaline junkie, I would think, to really want to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I've been on set for 2 full body burns. Both times I almost shit my pants. I was so scared.
Body burns? What's like?
Full man on fire.
Like they light you on fire and you have to like walk with the...
Yeah, I've seen 2 different people do it. It fucking is terrifying.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool. I like that this guy tried to drive away. And then he's a tidy whitey's.
BVDs, baby.
BVDs.
That's the move.
That's like the brand from that time.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you'll like when I AD'd a scene where it was a guy fully on fire going down steps. And like,
sorry.
you can't explain how hot it feels to be near them.
Yeah. And that guy's on fire.
And that guy's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild, dude.
Sorry, that just cut to her like humping nightmare. I was like, bro, it's like so, like you said, so hand fisted. Just like, yeah, we're going real vaginal, really cummy on this scene.
And they're still playing fucking Monopoly.
Yeah,
what if they just play Monopoly for the rest of the movie?
Yeah, nothing ever happens.
I was like, this game takes forever.
The killer's Monopoly.
Oh, mom's in a trance.
So there's some.
What's the matter? There's nothing over there.
Your whore girlfriend's humping air up there.
You brought this whore into my house. She's ruining everything. She woke up the samurai.
Your slick girlfriend found the samurai stuff.
It's like, bro, why is this guy getting out of the car? And he's like, I'll just jog the rest of the way. I can use the steps.
This is like oddly art.
It's definitely its own brand, that's for sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, we got a full shot of the samurai now. Yo. Why? He's like got the full armor and everything. Oh, he's going to use bow and arrow.
Love it. Love it. So cartoony.
Oh,
dude, fuck yeah.
Oh my god.
I kind of love it.
Yeah. Oh shit. The psychic energy is bouncing off the walls, starting fires and stuff.
Yeah, this is art.
It is funny how the Christmas theme is like so subtle.
So yeah, they're like, put up some lights. Like, yeah.
It's like just a tiny nod.
Well, yeah, what an odd... So, they went, all right, we're going to make a slasher.
Yes.
In the woods. With a samurai. Now, we're also going to make a psychic powers movie. And then they went, also, Christmas.
Great, make Christmas. Why not? Just
it's like they
thing.
Had four ideas and went, fuck it. We're probably only going to make one, right?
Yeah.
Like, their budget got cut partway through, and they're like, we got to kind of combine all these projects, guys.
Because this is a full-on, like, it's not like there's a subtle connection. Like, this is a psychic powers movie.
Yeah. Like, there's the daughter and her have something going on. There's something going through the paintings. Whatever this is right now is full-on, like, Jean Grey tearing down the house kind of shit. The phoenix is being unleashed. Maybe she'll bake a cake by accident in the process with all these ingredients.
Oh, by the way, I'm assuming this...
what was that? Mystical boinging? It said mystical boinging in the subtitle.
What does that even mean?
The phone just exploded silently.
They love that shot of the cutlery. That cutlery's been banging.
Oh, no. Yeah. He's going to get hit with that cutlery. I guarantee you that cutlery is going to fly and hit him.
Mystical whooshing!
They've shown the cutlery too many times for that not to go in his body.
It's a psychic food fight. I love it.
Yeah, this guy's just getting pelted for no reason, really. I mean, him and his wife got in an argument earlier, so maybe this is her being like, fuck you!
Yo, none of it. They're...
Quick! Oh, no! Oh!
This is like a commercial. I love it. This is the best part of the movie that I just saw.
Yeah, no, that was real good.
I love the close-up of the cans just...
Yeah.
It was like brand logo.
Yeah. We got to get our sponsors in here.
That one, that woman's going to like come to some like fucking cornflakes in a second.
Oh, Sarah's doing like... She's hit whatever like fifth level mutant right now. Got a full-on aura going off of her. He opens the door. It's just... who's that guy? Fucking... The blue
Dr. Manhattan.
Dr. Manhattan with his blue dick out just floating through the air.
Dude, this is art. This kind of kicks ass.
Oh, he just got evaporated.
Boinging
Yo,
again.
Don't fuck with the boinging, man. Dude literally just turned into dust, bro.
She's coming hard on the other side of the door.
Yeah, dude. Whatever, like, get me what she's having, because that is good.
Awesome.
I also don't know the motivation.
I have no idea what's going on. It's so many things. Good.
Oh.
Good. Great.
Yeah, no, they're gonna fucking... There's no way out of this one, man.
Got I'm fascinated. I'm legitimately fascinated.
I need to know what happens. Like, the samurai's here to kill them for, like, who knows what reason. He just, like, is this, like, a stolen land kind of thing?
And then also, they have to suddenly go, and it's Christmas.
Okay. Kathy. At least she's trying to get to the bottom of this. Kathy's like, yo, what is going on, dude?
This fucking kicks ass.
Oh, yeah.
This might go in my Christmas rotation.
Yeah? Like, we need to watch this every Christmas.
It's
now.
So slow until this point, though. Yeah. Like, it's been kind of painful until, like, it's been cool the last, I feel like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, I'm putting this
minutes.
Up with, last year we watched a movie called Dial Code Santa Claus.
Oh, my God.
That's, like, basically Home Alone with death.
Oh, nice. I love that.
More or less, with a killer Santa Claus stalking a really rich kid.
That, this I like.
Home Alone style traps.
Yeah.
This I like.
I think this is going on the playlist with that. Of like, I'll fuck around with this every year. This is so odd. It's just the guy off camera moving everything. It's like Pee-wee's Playhouse style effects.
Yeah, like, boop, boop, boop. They're like, yeah, just take it out of frame, move it a bit. We won't know.
But then some things aren't moving. Like, all that shit behind her is just in place. I'm like, why isn't everything doing the hop?
And this samurai is just being like, I'm charging up. He's about to let go of the Kamehameha right into this house, dude. Oh, yeah, I would get down. That's coming in the door for sure.
He's very slowly approaching the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very subtle out.
No! Oh, she's fighting back.
Oh, shit. Pulling some fucking scanner shit.
Yeah, dude. She's just her, like, whatever M gene or X gene just got activated right now. Pretty late in life for someone, but she tapped into it.
Yeah, usually it's puberty.
Yeah. This is like in Deadpool where you need something extremely stressful to activate your X gene, and she's like, I got it now. All I needed was a supernatural ghost to attack my whole family. And I think it's her son is gone now. He was vaporized, right?
No, he just fell.
Oh, he fell. Okay.
I think.
Wild night, bro. You won't believe what happened. We got sauce. The samurai came by.
Fucking can of RC Cola flew at me. The phone exploded very quietly.
Dude, when his hand got zapped, that was so... I was like, yo, where's all this energy stuff coming from?
Shut up, lady.
Now this is when you should do the throat move. Not when you're comforting.
Shut up.
You're like, shut up.
Shut the fuck up. You're giving away our position.
Oh my God.
At least she's coming to terms with it.
That's a good spooky shot.
Yeah.
Every time they show this guy, he's so cartoony looking.
He is, yeah. He looks he's like
it's like casting Yosemite Sam.
I feel like...
Well, I see there's a goddamn samurai in my home. Got flabbergasted.
I feel like he's the only animated character in this movie. Like, it's like not real.
Do we think Yosemite Sam...
Yes, I know.
Sam.
I just did Foghorn Leghorn when I said Yosemite Sam. I don't know how to do Yosemite Sam.
I think when we say Yosemite Sam is the most like, you're not taking my guns of the Looney Tunes.
Yeah,
yeah,
oh, yeah
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Mega hat.
Mega, yeah. You would mega for sure.
Look at her holding her superpower hands.
He just builds a tiny wall around Speedy Gonzalez's family. Well, Mr. Sam, I was born here. Yeah, I bet she does. You don't mean. How many times do you say you don't mean?
Who are we talking about?
Why does everyone have one titty out this movie?
Yeah, dude, a lot of nips. I'm so like, what? Who? Who? She? The mom clearly knows.
Taking so long.
Yeah, she knows what's going on. But I just want to get to the bottom of this. I want to know what the fuck. Who's the perpetrator? Who's the samurai?
Isn't me or is this house full of tiny bedrooms?
Yeah, they really sleep in closets.
There's so many tiny bedrooms.
They invested in the waterbed. That's all they could afford.
Yeah, that was the move. It's like, I don't know if this waterbed's going to ruin our family.
My parents bought me a waterbed when I was like 12.
Dude, why?
And I don't know.
It wasn't a request?
I don't believe this.
No.
I don't believe this. Your parents were like, we just want to see you jiggle.
I don't know. I had a waterbed when I was a kid, and I'll never understand it.
You're like, he'll love this.
Yeah, it was just like.
Wait, did they have a waterbed?
No.
Oh, this is even weirder.
Yeah.
This is even weirder.
They bought me a waterbed, and I remember.
You are your parents alive? You have to ask them why the fuck they did this.
That's so low on the list of questions I need to ask my parents. But I had a water, and I don't know if they just saw me and they're like, we're gonna spice up this kid's jerk sessions.
Yeah,
oh
dude.
My god,
this kid's got a real vanilla masturbation habit.
He needs a hug from his bed.
Yeah, dude.
I only had sex with it a couple times, like after college.
You had sex on the waterbed.
College. What?
You had sex on the waterbed?
Yeah, a couple times.
Oh, wow. I would feel like so unsafe on that.
Back to the old childhood home.
Yeah.
hey, would you like to fuck me surrounded by my old toys?
Always the worst sex.
It was bad, too.
Yeah. I've never had childhood home good sex.
Good sex? No. It's just a recipe for disaster.
Yes.
Sex is such a mental game.
Yes.
And you're just like, you're really pulled out of it. Ugh. And you're like, you see a poster that your grandfather bought for you.
Hey, would you like to have sex? Don't touch the Star Wars toys.
Yeah,
please don't knock over my Signed System of a Down record.
Why are these still in boxes? Don't take that out. Don't take that out.
That's collectible.
Yeah. She steps on like a Millennium Falcon Lego. It's like, all right, we're done here. We're done.
Luke's hand is metal in that one. It's worth a lot more.
Water beds were fucking expensive, so that's like so wild to me that parents were just like, we need to treat our king better.
You ready? Water bed, loft bed.
Dude, what?
Water bed in the sky.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that.
Dude, honestly, that's something to brag about when you go to school. You're 12-year-old, you're like, yeah, I sleep on the sky in a water bed.
Water bed, loft bed. Those two things don't make sense.
Combining the elements.
Were you going through a rough time? Were they trying to lift your spirits?
I don't know. They got a divorce like a year or two after that, so maybe they were just making up for setting me up.
Yeah.
Were they banging?
Yeah, I saw a butt there.
Yeah, they're banging. Well, I guess after like a super creepy ghost thing happens, you're just like, hey, happy to be alive, sex.
All right.
Boobs up, boobs out.
Oh, no, this poor mother.
Yeah.
She's like, about to close her eyes to be fucking riding her son's dong.
Yeah, she's not what she's going to want.
Fucking ride the old dong doodle.
Oh, the samurai's like, I won't have it. Oh, and it's just a guy playing a harmonica. I mean, in terms of horror movie rules, if there's people having sex versus someone playing a harmonica, I feel like the sex people got to die.
Yeah.
But this guy, this samurai doesn't play by the rules, dude.
Real out of character samurai.
Yeah, man. He's like, going against this harmonica guy by himself next to a fire.
This is easy picking.
Yeah.
This is low-hanging fruit for the samurai.
Yeah, dude. He's such a peaceful man.
What are the chances a samurai has ever actually killed somebody playing a harmonica?
Dude, true. When did that crossover ever happen? She's on top, too. You know what? Fucking get it. Dude, this samurai hates friendship.
I'm very confused.
Yeah, I don't even really know where these
guys
came from.
Is it an anti-hunting message?
Oh, maybe.
With like the deer spirit or something?
Yeah.
And the deer getting gutted, the first guy being kind of gutted.
Okay, why does no one wear their hats properly in this movie?
They're drunk on Budweiser's.
Yeah. A lot of brands in this movie, too.
They're
Monopoly,
really...
Budweiser. Yeah.
We've had at least 20 brand placement ads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there supposed to be a juxtaposition that they show the deer get gutted and then the first guy that she meets in the woods is essentially gutted?
That could be it, yeah.
Oh man.
I bring
you peace.
Guy's drunk and like a hunter. He's like, bro, I don't get what's going on here, dude.
I bring you love.
Oh, and this guy thinks he's a god. Love. Yeah.
Dwayne.
The boinging is back. The mystical boinging.
I want to meet the person who came up with that for captioning. Yeah, they're like, because that's their own interpretation of that noise.
Oh, yeah. Like,
that's not in any other film.
Mystical boinging.
Boinging feels right.
Yeah. The rapper Mystical went to jail for boinging a woman against her will.
Oh, my God.
Is he actually going to jail for that?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Danger.
Danger.
Yes, Mystical and his associates filmed themselves assaulting a hairdresser who they claimed owed them money.
Jesus Christ.
That's a big spread ass.
Yeah, that's a spread ass shot if I've ever seen one.
That was a very in-depth ass shot.
Is that those just eyes watching them?
I think it's the samurai face, maybe?
Samurai seems to be powered by cum. Cum-powered samurai. If I'm like, every time he's kind of active, there's something going on orgasm-y.
What if the samurai is an incel? And that's what this movie is about.
Yeah, okay. Now we're on to something.
The Libertarian Samurai. French horror film.
Chooky.
Yeah, Chooky, honestly. He's having a great time, this movie. Oh, my God. They're like, oh, let's just put
it
looks like a blanket on it.
Blood dick. What is happening?
I'm very confused.
Why don't we call the police? The bat on the feet? He's like, all right, man, there you go, buddy.
Hey, be comfy back here.
Yeah. We're backing him up.
Aw, now I'm pissed. My day's gone to hell.
Like, bro, there's a ghost in our house. Dead dude I gotta get rid of. Take the horse.
How do you take... That's gonna look silly.
Yeah, body on a horse. Also, how do you explain this? Like, yeah, this guy showed up at our house dead... this isn't tampering with a body. We're just like, I just wanted to bring it out. We're not calling the cops first. Our phone exploded. Crazy thing.
Yeah.
I got attacked by the condiments in our...
Our phone exploded and all the things in my pantry hit me.
Yeah.
So here I am moving this body.
Dude, my son brought this girl to her house. She will not stop coming.
Also,
I'll tell you,
in that scene, with all the cutlery that they kept showing, the only thing that moved were two knives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't tell you you could come in here. And I know what you're here for.
No, Mom, not this time. You made a mistake.
No, no. Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, is she fucking...
Don't try and come into my mind.
Oh, no.
Stop it.
Invasion of privacy.
Stop it. I'm your daughter.
Dolly, you... Don't come in my mind. I'm your daughter.
Oh, the psychic battle going down.
Mystical boinging.
Yeah. Oh. These are some psychic ass faces they got going on.
This is how Reiki was created.
Yeah.
They're both shitting. This is with me this morning, sitting on the toilet at 9:30.
That's like, what your shit looked like trying to get out of here.
She's like, I'm sorry.
Hold my poncho.
This lady's been in the same poncho the whole movie.
I know.
Yeah, dude. Poncho!
I can't. Dolly, that's up to you.
Dude, I love that. She, like, tried to invade her mind, and she was like, Mom, don't. And then she does, and she goes, I'm sorry, honey. It's like, bro, you have a very...
What is this outfit? What is this outfit?
True. We got, like, high socks, little shorts, big boots. Like, what is going on here? And Dad's just bringing a dead body to wherever.
But where? Where is the body?
True. I'm guessing on the back of the horse, like Red Dead style. Oh, we got infrared. This thing watches you,
it's
like the
predator.
Yeah. Was Predator already out by this time?
No, I don't think so. Here, I'll give you an interesting movie fact. Original Predator, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Really? Who wore the suit?
And he kept doing karate moves, and they kept going, can you stop that? And he's like, I think this is how the Predator will move. And they're like, no, and they fired him.
Oh, really?
But there are shots of him without the head on.
Oh, yeah?
And it was like for a couple days, but he kept like doing like spin kicks.
Yicks and stuff, and they're like, no, and this like, is no. Like... They're like, it's sort of like this creeping, lumbering creature. It uses technology. He's like, no, no, no. This guy knows martial arts, yeah. And he loves it.
He's doing a split on two logs. I mean, I don't think the Predator does that.
Predator doesn't really do splits. Nah, yeah, he does splits.
This sounds like an off-Broadway show if I've ever heard it, though.
Yeah, Jean-Claude.
It's almost like ballet style.
Yeah.
I mean, if you read their Wikipedia pages, it would be Steven Seagal as the Predator.
Really?
Steven Seagal's got a whole section on his Wikipedia page of being a naughty boy.
Oh, I love that. I know
he's an act first and ask questions later sort of fella.
Oh yeah, no, he's okay.
What in God's
name? That's some Teletubby shit.
That was Mystical Boing.
I'm so happy they mixed it up.
that is a boing.
Like that
noise.
Thing you play with next to the door?
Yeah.
Yeah, the door stopper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I gotta say, I need to know what the fuck is going on in this goddamn movie.
And I need
Good
to say,
to
I bet
you.
We're not gonna
yeah.
find out.
Good luck to you.
Dude, I feel like I'm gonna end up on like a 40-minute YouTube hole trying to figure out what the fuck this movie's about. I can't like just... Like, if the movie ends within the next 15 minutes and I don't get an answer, I can't just go out on it. I'm going to be fucked up.
I mean, he had an idea of what he wanted.
Dolly! Answer me, Dolly!
I'm so surprised, too, that these people are going out in the woods alone after a full psychic episode in the house where,
yeah.
like... There's like a light show, lasers, flying cutlery. People are just comfortable to be like, yeah, well, we can split up.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if they're all psychics, I guess they're like, oh, mom's up to her shit.
Yeah, she's like, mom, you brought the samurai back on Christmas?
Yeah.
On Christmas, you brought the samurai back.
You already ruined my birthday with it.
See, every time grandma visits, fucking samurai's here. You guys need to drop the beef. Oh.
Oh, yeah, the guy's there. Oh, yo, 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 yo.
Shoot the son of a bitch!
That was not good.
Dolly! Dolly!
Oh, axe gun combo. Yeah, no, this outfit, not good for the time of year. You don't want bare thighs in December.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. Were those shorts or did she just have them on like a long t-shirt?
No, she doesn't have pants on, I don't think.
No, I think it's just like she has like little shorts, high socks, and then like a t-shirt dangling down, I
think.
The
outfit is very confusing.
Yeah. And then rubber boots, because you know.
Yeah.
It'd be moshy.
Look at her face! Look at her face!
Yeah, she's making some weird faces in this movie.
Also, where's the girlfriend where this is all going down?
That's a great question. Is she gonna be in the suit?
Oh, that would be wild.
That's a good guess.
And that's like the reveal?
These fucking faces, shut up.
This looks like the opening to the Pee Wee Herman special from HBO. The Colors?
Yeah.
Pee Wee.
Did you see that when it was on Broadway?
Pee Wee's Playhouse. I saw the movie version.
Oh
they
my
filmed
God.
It.
It's so good.
I also love...
That's essentially the same thing as the HBO special, just like updated.
Oh, he got it. Yo, dad of the year.
Is it just the suit now?
I guess so. It was being held up by mystical boingings, and he knocked him right out of him.
Come on, this is disappointing. It was Chooky.
Yeah, it's the dog. It's like that episode of Simpsons where it's like, it was the dog. Just give him shifting eyes and everyone else is
Mom was right. Mom was right.
No. That's the end.
No.
What?
Mom was painting the samurai.
Also, it seems like the mom was the one with psychic powers.
Okay, it's not the end. I thought that was going to be the credits, dude.
And she's, like, just invading her son's girlfriend's mind.
Yes.
Which is, like, I don't know, maybe my mom would do that, but she's not a nice person.
This creepy bitch watching out the window.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's Christmas.
Oh, yeah, don't forget Christmas.
Don't forget Christmas. Hey, you done coming up there? We killed the samurai.
She's probably like, I'm never going to nut like that again, man. That samurai had me going.
Kathy, open the door. Honey, we've got it. We've stopped the maniac. Kathy, open the door. Kathy, look. Look, we've stopped it.
Burn it. Get it out of here. Burn it quickly.
Kathy, what's the matter? Kathy.
Oh, the magic suit that was murdering people?
Yeah,
don't bring it in the house.
It's evil.
I can't burn it. It's too important. I have to take it to the police first.
What's the pitch to the police? So I got this dead guy in the back of my truck. You're not going to believe it. This magical suit of armor.
Yeah.
Cut this dude.
So I have this magical suit of armor and a man that was obviously murdered. Unrelated.
The cops are just going to be like, ah, classic day in the woods.
I feel like she's going to have one more trick up her sleeve.
Just smashes it.
Oh, no, that's a baby picture.
What's the two significance? You know there's got to be some reason.
Okay.
She's got pyro powers. It's like a Pokemon evolving.
Yeah.
It's like girlfriend has learned pyromancy.
Unless he walks in on his sister's on fire now.
Yeah, that would freak me out too. Like, that's a family heirloom. We can't get another one of those.
Oh, no. He's just coming really hard.
Yeah, just fucking nuts drained.
This is so odd. This is taking such a turn.
Oh. Yeah, he's taking a break after that.
Is that blood? Oh, yep.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I think so.
Psychic battle's about to go down.
Oh, yeah, that's what's about to happen. Yeah.
Most casual of jogs.
So the student has become the master.
Trying to show me up, bitch?
Yeah, in my own home.
I actually really like that.
It is you.
What?
What?
Oh, plot twist.
What is going on?
Wait, so she's becoming the samurai. She yeah. hasn't been it.
All right.
So this is like World War II connection.
I would assume her dad killed the Japanese people in the war?
Or he... Whoa! He said, yes, sister, do you remember me? So I'm thinking maybe he had like a illegitimate child or something?
Oh, maybe. I gotta, you know, I'm gonna go out on a ledge here and say, I don't think this movie makes a lot of sense.
Oh, dude, yeah. Dude, the psychic shock? Instant migraine. Oh,
That's so boinging. That's the mystical boing.
That's a boing of
it
ever.
It speaks in boings.
So is this the girlfriend?
I mean, she had the shit on.
Yeah, she's the one who put it on.
The music?
And it's O Fortuna?
Yeah. It's like a Power Rangers episode. That sounds like Rina Repulsa. I'll get you next time, Power Rangers.
Dude, this rules.
The most cliche music picks.
I come out to this song in wrestling because I thought it was the silliest thing I could pick.
So good.
Dude, I put no work into picking the music for the Psychic Battle song. Dude, this rules.
Bro, this is a psychic fight. Stand down, man.
Gary, this is between us psychics.
Fucking Gary got...
Gary got.
Did the mom just get stabbed too? Oh, shit.
Whoa.
She got fucking jizzed on her.
What the fuck? Did she just turn into mushroom?
I guess she's like frozen or something. Oh, dude, you don't stand a chance, dog.
Oh, no. Are they all psychic? This bitch looks like she doesn't know she's in a movie.
Yeah.
Both of them are the eyeball twins. They only studied acting through their eyes.
Oh, Dolly, the rookie. Dude, man, might pull off a sleeper move here.
She's got it, too. He's got it, too.
Guys, now we have to do it.
They're doing some Wonder Twins shit. They're like, yeah, together we are more powerful.
This is like a Care Bear stare.
Yeah.
This is awesome. This is awesome.
They hit him. They should have done this a while ago, I would think. Like.
And it's on the boys. Speaking of the boys.
The cross-eyed motherfucker. I can't take it.
Oh, shit. The lightning outside the house.
The fact that this isn't satire is hurting my brain.
Dude, this rules.
That was actually sick.
And
that
now I need to cry at my brother's crotch.
Go France.
That's the most unnatural hug I've ever seen. Bitch, put on pants.
Yeah, what is happening?
Maybe she wasn't wearing pants the
entire
time.
I don't think she
was.
She hasn't had pants on this entire film.
No. She went out into the wilderness, no pants on.
And
she
no
has
shoes.
Psychic powers and
like
not the foresight to put on pants in the woods.
Those are not shoes.
Here, put on mom's poncho.
Yeah,
We'll catch cold.
Something to remember her by. It was her only piece of clothing.
Mom's only outfit.
She's
Mom's naked right now.
She won't put it over her butt cheeks, though. Just her back.
Oh, that shot matches the rest of the movie. That's not VHS.
Yeah, it's like, bro, what happened here?
That's not the camera.
Yeah. Yeah, they returned the camera. And they're like, we'll just shoot the rest on this guy.
Oh, thank God. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Bloodbeat. Thank you so much to my guests, Caitlin and Jay. Please check them out. Jay's got a bunch of dates coming up. Caitlin, new album coming out. Please check it out anywhere you purchase comedy. And please be sure to support these guys. We will catch you next week here on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Bye. All right, real quick, we're going to do a thing.